without even like us reaching out to anyone, I was getting like 5-6 emails per day just like of support.
Afreen Warsi is a biology major and member of the Muslim Student Association at Northern Illinois University. She says other students reached out to her following the first travel order issued by the White House.
The Student Association is sending me an email, or like Black Student Union is sending me an email, or a sorority is sending me an email and just saying like, hey, I'm really, really sorry for the current situation, and I'm like very, very sorry. And if you need anything, if you need anything at all, like we are here as students.
Many Muslims on the NIU campus and across the nation felt anxious and uncertain following the order.
I think there's just a general overwhelming fear of traveling in general. Even if we are not traveling to and from one of the banned countries, we are told to stay away from travel in general.
Shortly after the first order was issued, the Muslim Student Association held an awareness event. Students showed support for their Muslim peers by wearing green clothing and ribbons.
Because a lot of people don't know what it's about and what's going on. So, you know, we wanted to educate people about this. Like, this is going on. This is a really big issue for a lot of the population, not just at NIU, but in America as a whole.
There are currently 18 students at NIU from the 6 countries included in the second executive order. Some have children and spouses here with them. Areza Kashani is a student advisor at NIU's International Student and Faculty Office. She says students from the affected countries have been bringing their questions to the office.
They were really concerned about not having families being able to come. Since many of them enter on a single entry visa, they tend to remain in the U.S. and not leave until after their program is over and they've gained their experience with their work authorization. And so for many, family coming over is very important because they're not able to see them as often as they would like.
Stephanie Brown is Associate Director of the office.
Shortly after the first executive order was signed, we invited all of the students and their dependents from the affected countries here to our office, to our conference room, for lunch, to kind of just let them meet each other in solidarity in case they hadn't done that already, and to just ask us as many questions as they wanted.
Brown says that students from the 6 countries aren't the only ones asking questions. Even students from Europe and China are reaching out to her office.
I think that this has had an impact on international students in general. It raises all of the questions of what else can happen.
While she directs students to various legal sources, she believes personal interaction is key.
We are also trying to make sure that we are the resource. Talk to us. And part of that is we want to know what their concerns are. We don't want to just be handing out a bunch of information saying, read this. We want to make it a personal connection.
Student advisor Areza Kashani says support is also being seen in areas outside of the International Student Office.
Some students have been very well outspoken and have told us about how welcoming they do feel with the NIU community and just DeKalb in general.
Abdul Rafi Farouki studies engineering at NIU. He says there has been an outpouring of support from the community.
I've been to a mosque, and on the board there, they posted a lot of letters that community members, non-Muslims, came and gave to the masjid saying that you're welcome here, you belong here, you're Americans, just as American as we are, you belong here just as much as we do. So we had everyone, even churches showed us support, they sent us letters, and even at our bake sale, people come and tell us that you belong here, we are always supporting for you, we are rooting for you.
He says even the mayor and the police department have attended recent events with the Muslim Student Association. Samha Abdul Rab is an accountancy major at NIU. She says the student group is taking this opportunity to host an informative dialogue about their faith. They're calling it Discover Islam Week.
We're bringing in various speakers to not necessarily talk about the travel ban, but just build or educate the NIU community and the DeKalb community about Islam and Muslims, just so that people know that who we are and we're not who people or what the media portrays us as.
Fellow student Afreen Warsi says events will be held in the Holmes Student Center throughout this week.
And that's essentially just because people don't know how to ask questions, or people don't know who to ask questions to, and they're not sure if they're going to be offensive to somebody or not. And so just to kind of create a safe environment for people to be like, okay, it's okay to ask questions here. There, you know, as people say, there are no dumb questions, just like that.
For WNIJ, I'm Ibrahim Baig.